Welcome to Nothing Ever Happens in Canada, but we know this is simply not true. This is a Canadian podcast about the myths, legends, and just good old stories Canada has to tell. I'm Canadian Girl. I'm so happy to have you here. You found your second piece of hidden treasure, and this gem is a pretty special one indeed. Thank goodness you found it. If you haven't been on our True Crime Adventure, episode 22, about the Emperor and the Princess's fateful night, please head over there and make sure you complete that adventure first so this will all make sense. Today we found the two lost graves of Florence Lissandro and Emilio Picariello, the mobster princess and Emperor Pic, from our True Crime Adventure on the main channel, episode 22. Emperor Pic and the mobster princess would hop into a car one fateful night. Their objective was to confront a police officer about the shooting of Emperor Pic's son during an illegal rum-running mission that had turned into a gunfight and a police chase. Emperor Pic did confront the officer who had shot his son, and what happened next is really a mystery, but ended up with the officer being killed. Emperor Pic and the princess mobster would be convicted and hanged for their crimes. Their bodies were quickly whisked away to be buried in unmarked graves somewhere in North Edmonton that was to remain a secret. The secret was passed down from generation to generation until the fall of 2011, the secret would be told. A man named Joseph William Connolly was present the day of the hangings. He was also employed by one of the oldest funeral homes in the Edmonton area, known as Connolly McKinley Limited. Connolly received the two bodies and was instructed to bury them in a North Edmonton cemetery, keeping their location a secret forever. Fast forward to 2011, when Jerry Connolly had received a hand-drawn map by his father, who had received it from his grandfather, showing the exact location of Florence Lissandro and Emilio Picariello's gravesites were. It also included $2,500 that had been set aside to provide headstones that were needed for historical purposes, an attached letter read. Jerry went to the St. Joachim Cemetery here in Edmonton, Alberta. He located the graves, and today they are now marked with two headstones. Florence's reads, "May her soul rest in peace." And Emilio's states the same thing, "May his soul rest in peace." That's a pretty neat gem you found indeed. Keep up the great work, and I'll meet you back here with our next discovery. I'm Canadian Girl. Thanks so much for joining me today, guys. We couldn't uncover these hidden treasures without you.